There are some professionals who have different answers to this question, but in our practice, for the most part, we identify children ages 6 to 7 or older. Even at the age 6, there are wide norms for certain types of assessment, and some children may have difficulty complying with the extensive testing session required to complete a comprehensive evaluation. So even at 6, it is possible that a dyslexic child might land in a gray area that might be clearly dyslexia by the time he or she turns 7. It's also true that a child may be in a gray area at 6 and more clearly not dyslexic at 7. While research tools have been used to identify dyslexia-related brain changes in kindergartners before any reading instruction has begun, these approaches remain experimental. Usually when Brock and I tested young children, it was requested because of testing required for private school or a parent was dyslexic themselves and wanted to know how to plan in a positive way for their child's education. In summary, there is no single right time for testing a student. Some parents may prefer to wait and see how different abilities develop, whereas, on the other hand, others want to learn as much as they can about their child's learning profile so that they can make informed choices about school and possible enrichment.